Welcome to this week's podcast of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. I'm your host, Terry Diener. Local historian and reenactor Dave Howell of Danville will continue the speaker series hosted by the Society on Wednesday, September the 5th. The presentation will focus on the Grand Army of the Republic. The GAR was a fraternal organization composed of veterans from the Union Army, Navy, Marines, and the U.S. Revenue Cutter Service, who served in the Civil War for the Northern Forces. Howell will have some of his personal collection on display. The presentation begins at 7 o'clock at the Boyd House. Doors open at 6:30. The cost is $5. With the start of the high school and college football seasons, I wanted to share the story of a college Hall of Fame football coach who played 2 years of his high school football in Danville. And were it not for the help of a benefactor, he thought he would be working in the local iron mills. Carl Gray Snavely, known as the Gray Fox, shared the story of his Danville days with a Philadelphia newspaper reporter in 1929. Snavely recalled, "I wanted to go to college. My father was a Methodist preacher who had little money, not enough for me to use for a college education. I went for 2 years to State College High School, where he had his charge at the time. He was transferred to Danville, and I was graduated from that school 2 years afterwards. I played quarterback on the school team, but I knew college wasn't for me," Snavely continued. "So I went to working in the rolling mill. I earned $2.50 a day, which was good money for a kid in those days. We worked 24-hour shifts on Friday and Saturday. One night, as I was on my way home, a man comes up to me and asks, 'Can you tell me where Carl Snavely lives?' 'You won't have to go far,' I said. 'I'm Carl Snavely.' The man told Carl, 'You're going to Lebanon Valley College.' Snavely's reply, 'You're crazy. I have no money.' 'Never mind,' the man told him. 'It's all fixed up, and you are going to Lebanon Valley.' Snavely remembers, 'I feel grateful to that man every time I think of the chance that he gave me.'" Snavely entered Lebanon Valley College in 1911. He completed 3 years of varsity football and was team captain in 1914. His 32-year career as a nationally known college football coach started in the mid-20s at Bucknell University. Following a similar career in high school and prep school football, he coached the Pennsylvania Big 33 football team to a win 1 year and a 0-0 tie in another against some national all-stars. At the time, he recalled, "Pennsylvania plays the roughest and hardest high school football of any state I know." Today's college football coach would be at a loss without his game films, those individual tools of the trade. Today's coach might be interested to know that Snavely, affectionately known as the Gray Fox, was the first coach to employ the use of films as a coaching device. Snavely was at the helm of the Cornell football program when he first decided to set up the projector in his den in Ithaca, New York. He devoted hours to scanning the action, because Snavely knew the camera would reveal flaws in a team's play that the human eye would never detect. His first college head coaching job was at Bucknell University in Lewisburg from 1927 to 1933, where he compiled a record of 42-16-8. His teams won victories over Penn State and a classic 14-13 Yankee Stadium victory over Fordham in 1931. He coached at the University of North Carolina from 1934 to 35 and from 1945 to 52, and presided over a 4-year run from 46 to 49 that many people call the school's golden era of football. Snavely coached the Cornell Big Red from 1936 to 1944. His 1939 team was undefeated. They won a classic 23-14 victory at Ohio State and was ranked number one in the country in some polls. During the 1940 season, Cornell was again top-ranked and unbeaten, but late in the season trailed Dartmouth 3-0 in the final minute. Game officials lost track of downs and awarded Cornell a fifth down play on which Cornell scored and won 7-3. Snavely discovered the mistake when reviewing game films. He asked his players to forfeit the game. They voted to do so and opened the door to the University of Minnesota's winning the national championship. Snavely's last coaching assignment was at Washington St. Louis from 53 to 58, where his teams compiled a 33-19 record. In 1952, Snavely served as president of the American Football Coaches Association. The Gray Fox, who spent 2 years playing high school football in Danville and whose opportunity to play college football instead of working in the iron mills of the town, eventually led to a Hall of Fame college coaching career. That's it for this week's podcast of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. The Montgomery and Boyd House Museums are open every Sunday through the end of October. Admission is $5 for non-members. Society members and students through 12th grade are admitted free. Local historian and reenactor Dave Howell of Danville will continue the speaker series hosted by the Society Wednesday, September the 5th. The presentation will focus on the Grand Army of the Republic. Doors open at 6:30 at the Boyd House, and the program begins at 7 o'clock. I'm Terry Diener, your host for this week's podcast. Hope you will listen again next week.